This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale. On now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Get a dog up, ya!
Put moron number two on the phone.
That would be a lifetime ban.
No.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listen to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
So fat eating is Smith chicken crisps.
Mm-hmm.
And I think trying to compose himself,
yes,
so that he can put a better couple of hours together than yesterday.
Wouldn't be hard.
I don't think it would be.
No, no. Exactly.
It's a disappointing performance.
And
I think it's the only way you
have
can
a
say.
Look at your good self.
And that, I was, compared to you, Richie Beno.
You've still got a cut on your nose.
Well, that's not going to go anywhere.
No, but you don't know how you did it.
I don't know how I got that nose.
You did a duck.
No, I don't know how I got that.
You've done a duck.
No, I'm being serious. I actually have no clue how that appeared on my own head.
I spoke to someone close to you.
Yeah, and I did too.
Yeah.
Do we want to go there or not?
No. Well, it depends what we're talking about.
Old Fat.
Mm.
Yes. Today.
Uh-huh.
Calls his interior designer,
yes,
and his builder,
at least,
to his house,
yep, Chappy,
in South Yarra,
yes,
because he summons them both as the client. So dutifully,
well,
they both turn up.
Well, Jim, it's payday, so I knew they both turn up.
Dutifully, they both turn up, and Bill can't open his house because for the second time in 10 days, he lost the keys.
Mm. No, I haven't lost them. I know where they are. They're inside the
in
house.
In Ringwood.
No, the real keys are in Ringwood, which I drove out to this morning.
And?
I got up early. I never get up early.
Bill.
I drove to Ringwood to get my ute. Guess what? BT50's not ready yet.
So these two drop everything to meet you at your house that you can't open.
Release was an hour late. And we go to the door, and again, yeah, I can't get in my bloody door. Jeez. So I've got no keys at the minute.
You're having an absolute Barry Crocker.
Darren from Ringwood Mazda is going to help me out.
Is he?
Yes. So right. Thank you, Dazzling.
Again, someone else dives you out of the poo.
Yeah.
Dane Zorko joins us shortly.
Good.
After training, we're just waiting for him to finish on the track.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jude Bolton, wow, second hour. So I'm looking forward to that. Of course, the magnificent city
what
of Sydney on fire.
What else do you see there, Jim?
I see Bill's craft.
Yes.
That worries me. And then I see callers after it. That also worries me.
It's about you.
But what I've got is at about 10 past five.
Yeah.
I've got an idiot file from yesterday.
No, you haven't.
One day's. One show.
One day's.
An idiot file. One day's worth.
Because I've got one about you.
So that is coming up. So I'll tell you what, this show is going to have lots to enjoy.
Yes. And on a very sad note, and I know you've got something there, Rosie, but Shane Keith.
My name's not Rosie.
Rabsy. Shane Keith Warne's birthday today, mm-hmm, would have been 53, the great man.
There we go. Fleming took the last one. Merv Hughes before him. Shane Warne, a great moment in his career. What a catch by David Boone.
Oh, how good was
Babsy
that?
Boone.
Babsy just died across.
When you watch the replay of that, just watch Mark Waugh.
What's he do?
He just walks up and goes, just the slightest tap on the back.
That's it.
The guy's just taking a hat-trick.
Oh, mate,
come on, June.
That's Junior.
You can
that's
get
junior
a little bit excited.
Oh, no, but that's Junior because he would have, and even the catch, he would have done it easy. He was the best slipper, wasn't he, you've seen?
Mark Waugh, Jamie Siddons, those two were the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, magnificent.
We got a little rappy.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
A little rappy.
Big news. Hello, Wits. Welcome to the show. Big news. Luke Jackson has informed Melbourne, a football club, of his desire to return home, Jim, to Western Australia, WA. So not Freo.
No.
And not West Coast Eagles, to Western Australia, which is interesting.
It means they're both having a lash at him,
mm-hmm,
and it's then who can put the best deal together, I'm guessing.
Well, strongly linked to Freo, of course, but Freo, they've got pick 13, Jim.
Yep.
But They will probably get some picks maybe for Lobb or Akers or Tucker or Griffin Logue, whoever leave. Mm-hmm. So they'll be looking for some picks there, whereas West Coast have pick 2 and 20 and 26.
Yes.
So you'd think, what are you thinking?
Well, he was pick 3, I think.
He was pick 3, so,
Like for like, you're going to West Coast, but look, they can up trade, they can split picks, they can do all sorts of things to keep Melbourne happy.
Who's he a better fit for?
Well, I'd say West Coast Eagles, to be honest, because
Nick Nat?
Nick Nat hasn't got a long to go.
No, he's got getting to the end, whereas Shaunie Darcy is right in his prime.
Exactly.
And Josh Kennedy's just retired as well.
Yeah, so. But he's a ruckman more so, I think, than a forward. So,
but does he want to go from the top of the table to the bottom, or does he want to stay in a finals environment?
Bill Freo are going to be thereabouts for a while. They've got better younger kids coming through. So,
I would have thought.
Anyway, Luke will make that call. But it'll have to cost 2 first-round picks, won't it?
Yeah, probably one this year and one next, especially if it's not right at the top.
Yeah. Right, eh? Hey, a meme doing the rounds, Jim, that just is for the Collingwood fans out there to give them some hope. In 1910, UK got a new king. Guess who won the premiership in 1910?
Oh, I have seen this meme.
Collingwood. In 1936, UK got a new king. Collingwood won the grand final. In 1953, UK got a new queen. Collingwood won the grand final. There you go. And 2021... Or 2, where are we at?
Oh, my God.
Omen.
What's with the 21? Yeah,
it's an omen and it's a meme, and I don't think Collingwood won all of those grand finals.
They just got into it. Is that what he's saying?
No, I think they won those ones.
Won them all.
Yes, yeah,
righto.
They did. I think you're fine. Yes, I think I'm always right.
Yep.
stuff we didn't get to yesterday because you were carrying on like a fool's head.
I was.
My man, Alcatraz, won the US Open, by the way. How good's that? 19-year-old, fantastic win there. He's going to be a star. Keep watching him, Jimmy boy. The Australia pair won the mixed doubles, John Pearce and Storm Sanders. That's a good effort. Very well done to those two. First title in 21 years. Good work. I like that. And we haven't spoken about this, but Melbourne Storm got beaten.
Oh, no. Well, we did touch on it.
Yeah, the Raiders defeated
Rugby League.
28-20, Jim. They were in front.
They
too.
Were in front. Won. When I was watching, they were in front.
They were. So that was a bit disappointing. So they are out, my friend. Out.
Munster?
You sure?
Well.
Sadly, yes, we're sure.
Cam Smith said he reckons he's going. Not what I'm hearing. I think there's still a bit of light at the end of the tunnel.
See.
Might be a train, but I just think he might stay. So we'll keep an eye on that. Come on, Cam. You've got to stay. We need him, Jim. We need him.
Badly.
And that's all for a nice little wrap because we've got some craft coming up after Dane Zorko.
So it was a tennis result from the weekend.
Yeah.
And we're Tuesday.
He said Carlos Alcaraz is going to be a star.
Which he already is.
He's world number one.
Number one player in the world.
No, I told you, Oscar down here.
Quoted a meme that everyone's seen. And then you talked about a Storm game that also happened on the weekend.
And I told you the exclusive, Luke Jackson. No one's heard that before.
So really, that's as bad a rap as you've put together.
Not really.
Yeah, so Dane Zorko. Oh,
yes.
Next. Pick the show back up again.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I want a bin at my desk. Yes. And the other thing, Jim, I don't ask for much. I just want...
We're honoured to be joined by the captain of the Lions, Dane Zorko.
This is the Rush Hour Sharpest for Maz Group, delivering quality, trust and innovation in construction and proudly trained by Trade Institute Victoria. TIV.vic.edu.au.
Got it to Martin, hand pass to Zorko. 55 from home, he's bombed it home. What a ripper.
No, he is a ripper, Bill.
Yes.
Has got an incredible resume, Dane Zorko, and he's now captained the Brisbane Lions to a prelim final Friday night. Zork, where do we find you, please?
Just driving home. That's where you find me.
Beautiful. Oh, I love it. But not on the golf course?
Not tonight. No. We just finished up at the club just then, so we're had our last session this afternoon, and we're ready to go.
Anyone sore or injured?
I wouldn't tell you, Bill.
Hey, it's been a fairy tale, Jim, because let's be honest, we thought, oh, well, Richmond will beat Brisbane, and sure enough, Brisbane win that.
Yep.
Then they come here, MCG, haven't won since Noah was a boy, and they break that hoodoo.
And Melbourne, who they had trouble with.
Beat Melbourne, exactly. So it's been a good fairy tale, but it'll probably end Friday night, Zorks.
Well, that's what you're hoping, all those Cats fans, no doubt. Yeah, look, we probably understand this year that in patches we haven't played our best football, and in this competition, you need to be doing that. And fortunately for us, the last 2 weeks, it's been a lot more like the sort of brand of football that we wanted to play. And, you know, we've been able to stay in games and hang around long enough to sort of get a momentum swing our way. And on both of those occasions, we're able to come out the victor. And, you know, we head down to the MCG again on Friday night. We're extremely excited by it all. And, you know, can't wait for another challenge. And that challenge is Geelong, who's off a 13-game win streak and a very well-oiled machine. So we're excited by that.
Spot on there. And you've played the Cats twice down at GMHBA Stadium. Only lost by 10 points last year. And the year before...
Sure won.
No, it was a good umpiring decision.
Umpiring
that.
Decision.
But so you don't hold any fears there. Your form against the Cats down the Cattery has been good.
Yeah, it was obvious. Geelong's, you know, similar to, you know, Richmond that we've had troubles with in the past. You know, obviously our record against Melbourne up until the weekend wasn't great either. And I guess for us it was pretty similar like that with Geelong. You know, since we've been under fake. So what we've been able to do the last few times is play them is, you know, really give them a really strong contest. I think, you know, they beat us at GMHBA last year, but we're able to get them back at the Gabba. And then obviously this year in round four, they were too good for us. They had a number of scoring shots against us and, you know, we're probably lucky to only lose by 10 points. So we certainly hold no fears, but we understand the task that's at hand. And, you know, they're a very, very good and experienced finals team. And as I said, we're excited by the challenge and, you know, we just got to hang with them as much as we can.
You bring the heat that you brought to Melbourne in that second half and you can beat anyone.
Well, that's it. Our game plan's been set up around the pressure and what we're able to bring. And, you know, we were able to see that against Richmond and of course, Melbourne on the weekend. And that should give the boys a hell of a lot of confidence. I know, you know, re-watching the film, that it certainly gave me a lot of confidence that we can do it in the big moments, in big games. And, you know, this weekend's another opportunity for that. But as you said, I think, you know, pressure undoes everything and hopefully we can bring that and force enough pressure on Geelong on Friday night to give ourselves a chance of winning.
Now, I watched Roaming Brian, of course. I was upstairs, but I could see the cameras in the very excited rooms afterwards. And then I saw Cam Rayner's dad, Zork. Now, is this something he does regularly or is that a one-off?
That is a one-off, but, geez, it was exciting. And I was with Cam. I was with Cam in that moment. I said, oh, no, what's Johnny done? And, the birds went dead silent and he come charging in, high-fiving everyone, and it was awesome. I mean, it's great for families to experience that as well. I mean, the sacrifices that they make for us throughout a season and through your whole career is quite extraordinary. I reckon people realise that, so it's great for them in that moment to experience that and cherish that moment with their kids as well.
Get a dog up, yeah.
That's it.
There he is. Sorry, Rams, that's what you're saying. What about, is this true that Chris Fagan, after a great win, you get on the bus, everyone's there, and he said, how good was Delta tonight?
I didn't hear that. I sit up the back. He did great two shoes. He sits up the front. But, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. She was fantastic on the night. It was actually a bit of a surprise to all of us to see her out there. We had no idea what was happening pre-game, to be honest. It all sort of all just got sprung on us later that Friday afternoon before we sort of got to the ground. So, seeing Delta there was pretty exciting.
Yeah. All right. Now, Zork, stick around because I want to run something by you next that, you won't be surprised at, but you'll have a chortle.
A chortle.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Name three of the nine towns in the Macedon Ranges.
Thanks to the Maz Group from the Brisbane Lions, Dane Zorko joins us.
Now, you and your beautiful partner, Talia, have just had a little baby girl. Is that right, Zork?
We have, yes, yes.
Now, her name is... Well, let's have a listen to Bill trying to make sense of the same name, of course, the famous partner of Tom Brady.
Of course, he could have been on Masked Singer. The other rumour is he might have been with his wife, Gazelle, for a romantic holiday.
Gazelle. Can you believe that?
Gazelle.
A bird, is it?
Well, it's spelt gazelle.
Gazelle is something that runs around in Africa trying to avoid getting eaten by lions.
So, is it Gazelle? It is Gazelle.
Thank you, Bill, yes.
Gazelle Grace Zorko. Wow, what a mouthful that is. GGZ.
Yeah, what do you reckon? Not bad?
Yeah, not bad. I like the name myself.
Just can't say it.
No, I can't say.
I had no say in it, so it doesn't really matter what I think of it.
Hey, also at home. Now, I'm reading here. You won four best and fairest at Broadbeach. Then you go to the Lions. You've won. He's won five. I think 16 blokes won it one year. But anyway, so that's nine. Where are all your trophies kept?
Eight in the corner. Just tucked away. The little fella wears a couple of them occasionally when he wins in the backyard. So, they're in a safe spot. But, obviously I've been pretty fortunate in my career. And I guess for me now, I'm chasing that premiership like all of us do, Bill. So, we've got a great chance in the next... In the next couple of weeks, if we apply ourselves properly and pay really close due diligence to everything that we need to get done.
Joey Danaher, everything's settled and he's back in?
He is. He trained today. Looked a little bit lighter on the shoulders as well, which was great. he rushed back, just got back in the nick of time for the beautiful birth of his daughter, Maeve. So, he's got a massive smile on his face and, he's raring to go.
Didn't you tell him to go back? You said it's all about family and you should go home and be at the birth?
I did.
Good boy. Well done.
He rang me at 8:30 on a Friday morning, and Joey's not ringing you for anything on 8:30 on a Friday morning, so I had a suspicion that something was up, and, he was a little bit flustered at the time. I was like, mate, birth your first child, one of the greatest experiences you'll ever have. Go for it. We've got this. Oh. And, We'll quick the FaceTime after the game, and there he was holding his beautiful girl in his arms at about 11:30 at night. So he was keeping her up, but it was a really special moment.
One of the great things, Jim, the May races also, you got to go there. You should never miss that.
What? Bill.
The birth of your first child, the May races down at Warrnambool.
Oh, my God, ever listen to him.
it just shows you
how things have changed, though, Zork. My older brother, so he's 57.
Yeah.
My father missed the birth of him because he was playing a club game.
Cricket.
Now, what him playing for WA, he was playing a club game. Yep, Mum just had the baby on her own, and Dad was out playing for South Perth in a district game of cricket. So it has changed. Eric Hipwood in Joey's absence was superb.
Wow, two games. These two games have been really good, Zorks.
Yeah, he has been. He's really stood up when we've needed him, especially in this final series, Eric. He's goal kicking at times has probably been a little bit unconventional, but what he's been able to do over the past 2 weeks and even towards those back end few games of the season where we really needed him, he stood up superbly, and his performance along with Dan McStay and Tom Fullerton the other night to just really get a roll done and stop the influence of those really key intercept markers was superb for us and really contributed to us getting that result.
All right, so when do we come down? What's the travel arrangements?
Driving?
We're in Thursday, so we'll keep everything the same as what we did last week, prepare really well, have our captains run back up here in Brisbane on Thursday morning, and then we'll make the trek down after that.
Perfect, mate. Good luck. It's a great story. It's a huge night. We wish you well for it.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Guess what I haven't got in my new apartment?
What?
A mirror.
Good. Yeah. I wouldn't leave it that way.
1-3-3-5-3 ring
time.
Now, because we've got to touch base with the Rush Hour family, Jim, our good friends out there. We haven't spoke to them for a while.
Yes.
Is your mate never wrong, Jim, and a flog? Here we go. Classic example. Yesterday, longest kick for Bosch, okay? 11 a.m. start at the Elsternwick footy ground. Not a hard place to find, to be honest. I haven't been out there before, but I found it straight away.
Yes.
Bang. So at 10:55 yesterday, we're all there. 30 of us were all there. Rabsy was there at the meeting point. Bosch, five contestants, Triple M staff, waiting for one person, one person only, and that is you, Jim. So I ring Jim. I ring his mobile. He answers. Hey, Jim, where are you? Quote from Jim. I'm here and no one else is here. I'm here, no one else is here.
Fat.
So.
I had a house 200 metres from Elsternwick Park. I know where it is.
30 of us are at Elsternwick Park, Jim somewhere else, but it's not your fault.
No, it isn't.
No,
it was. I was at Elsternwick Park.
There's no one there, Jim.
I know. Where were you?
We're at Elsternwick Park, footy ground.
Different,
that's where. You're
different
at,
place.
You know where you were at. You're at the dog park.
Bill, Elsternwick Park.
We're not kicking footies at the dog park, right?
So, well, how was I meant to know that?
So you're wrong. Jim?
No, I was not wrong. I was at the right place. Elstonwick Park. Even Hose.
No, don't bring anyone else
who
in.
Who lives nearest to where I live knows what? That that's called Elstonwick Park.
133353 is your mate, never wrong, right. Just like Exhibit A here. I've got other examples.
Have you?
Melbourne v Brisbane. What a great win by Brisbane, Jim.
Well, it's exciting for Melbourne. Brisbane. They have come from the clouds.
Geelong Collingwood at the MCG, Jim.
We're going to play this whole thing again.
Bill, we've played all
of these things before.
Not hard to say. Shaq, Jim.
I know where we're going.
Yes.
Where we're going. To a break because you chatted to Shaq. Deal.
Shaquille. Did I
want to say it correctly? Yeah. Shaquille O'Neal. Why did I say it so carefully? Because a second earlier you'd called him
Shaquille. Ben or Harry Mackay, Jim?
Have you spoken to Harry about the big arrival at Arden Street?
Ben?
Oh, no. Ben. Well, yes, actually, Ben probably more appropriately, but H, because I know there's a fierce rivalry between the two of them.
No, you actually meant Ben, so you're trying to turn it around. But have
spoken to Ben.
So even Fat was onto that. And great sponsors of the Saturday Rub. Who are they, Jim?
Love it, Ned. Love it, Jared. We are going to a break.
It's Ned's and it's Jared.
Are you really doing this?
Ring now. 133353.
Are you pointing out my inability to speak?
If your mate's a flog and never wrong. 133353. We've got some good prizes.
Homedic therapist percussion massager. The giveaway. Valued at $150, by the way.
What is it, Rabs, again?
Homedics Therapist Select Percussion Massager Gun.
Ooh.
Valued at $150. Wow. Visit homedics.com.au. Plus some tickets to the Royal Melbourne Show. Is your mate a flog who's never wrong?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Well, I think that's one of the more forgettable breaks we've done on this show.
Bill, we're asking the Rush Hour family, is your mate a flog who's never wrong?
Like our mate Jim here, who's just...
And it doesn't look like it's worked to me. Sucked in.
I think it has. There's plenty of callers there. They're just banked up at the minute.
Where are they?
Beersy's trying to put them through out there. Hey, let's go to Tom. G'day, Tom. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Blue Whale. Hey, Jing and Mums. How you going?
Blue Whale.
Tommy.
What do you got for us? Your mate a flog and never wrong?
Well, he's always never wrong, but he actually keeps a spreadsheet. If we go out to a pub and he spends $16 on a pint and I spent $12, there might be a little message the next day going, you owe me $4.
No.
That's just appalling.
That's not a tight ass.
Yeah, I can't have that.
No, you can't be doing
you can, it. That's not your mate.
No.
He's behaving like that.
What's his first name, Tom?
I'll give you his nickname. His name's Dancy, and he's an accountant.
Come on, Dancy. You're better than that.
And an accountant. Should have known that.
Damo's in Ballarat, Fat.
Damien, how are you?
G'day, gentlemen. One particular mate will, you'll ring for a chat, and how are you going, and give him a bit of your story, and within 30 seconds he's turned it around on himself, and it's all about him for the next half hour.
That's it? Yes, about him. You do that, Jim.
Oh, when?
When I try to ring you on the way home and you start telling us about your cricketing career at South Australia.
When I try and ring you on the way home.
Yeah.
You've never rung me on the way home once.
We have a chat
in
every day.
In the 20 years we've been working together, that's never happened.
We have a debrief
so
after the show.
You're now telling lies.
And as I'm driving home and you say, I made 80, me and Bluey put it on, or fat ass Lehman or whatever, you always go on with that crap.
All right, Matt's on the line.
Hello, Matt.
Yeah, hey, boys. You got a good story. The mate is Suri from Google Maps, and it's also my wife. We're driving down the Mornington Peninsula.
Yep.
Going through Rye, and Suri says, turn right. So we're going through a car park. I thought, we're not going the right way. And the wife says, yes, we are. Then we see boats, trailers. We're about to drive towards the ocean. She says, keep driving. We nearly launched into the ocean next to the Rye Pier. And she refused to say she was wrong, and also Suri was wrong.
Yeah, that happens.
How about that, eh?
When you're talking...
How about that, eh?
Talking about some your mate who's a flog and is never wrong, Matt's rung us about his wife.
Well, Suri and his wife. Occasionally they get it wrong, Tim. They get it wrong occasionally.
Any more callers we're going
to? Yes, it's just a hold up at the minute while we try and put some more through.
You know what I love?
While we try and put some more through.
You have tried to be a smartass. And guess what?
Where's Paul?
It hasn't worked.
I see Paul's ringing up. Can you answer Paul, please?
We're not having Paul.
Why? Put him on. anyway, I like Matt there. I like that one. Because they were going to go into the sea and she still wasn't saying that she was wrong. So what is Matty one?
A home medic, therapist, percussion, massager.
Well said.
Yeah, it's your massage gun, valued at $150. JB and I have both got one. They are magnificent. So congrats, Matty.
What are they?
Thanks for that, boys.
That'll fix you up, Matty.
Thank you.
What this reminds me of is our great friend Sam Newman, who always used to say this sentence.
What?
Going to be a smart-ass fat, get it right.
Well, I did. I liked
it. That's three callers.
Can you just say you were wrong yesterday?
That's three callers.
Can you just say you were wrong
sucked
yesterday?
In.
No. Seven times Paul's ring.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So that's it. I did a lot of work that you just couldn't give a
Just did a phone up. We sent our old mate four tickets to the Melbourne Royal Show, which is back this year from September 22 to October 2. By the way, kids 14 and under are free. Pre-purchase tickets and save until the 20th of September at royalshow.com.au.
Good fun, the Melbourne show, Jim. The kids love it. And I see the Bertie Beetle show bag is still around. Yeah. It's the cheapest one there. It's still going. But I went out. I've told this story a couple of times, Jim, but I haven't been to the Melbourne show since I got involved with Channel 9 in the wood chopping. They wanted to send someone out there, so they sent me out there, which was nice. Mm. And David Foster, the superstar wood chopper, and he gave me one of his axes, and he said, "Now, Bill, don't be a smart aleck with this. They're very, very sharp. See, you've got to chop wood, Jim. They're sharp.
Sharp axe,
unlike
Bill.
The axe that we would have in the in the shed. Mm-hmm. They're not sharp." So I said, "No worries. Don't talk to me about wood chopping." And I put it over my back, just like, you're holding it like you do. You know how wood choppers hold it? And I felt
probably not with the blade into your back, to your own back.
Probably you go probably the other way, maybe.
Probably, yeah.
But I went with the axe into the back.
You did.
And I remember putting it over and I go, ooh, I could feel this. I feel something.
Warm thing going down your back.
Exactly. And then I could feel blood trickling down my back.
Well, that's what I meant by warm stuff.
Yes.
Thank you, Jim. I was talking about anything else. Dennis Pagan style.
So then I go, and I had to ask one of the girls from PR there, Channel 9. I said, "Can you just have a look?" And she goes, "You've cut your back." It actually went through my shirt. So just went straight through my shirt and cut my back. I had to go to first aid.
Right. So, hadn't even started chopping wood.
No, I didn't. That got all cancelled.
Jim's back, picking the axe up.
Picking it up, putting it over my shoulder. I had to go to first aid. And they butterflied clipped me. could have got stitches, but I was tough. I just went back and was all right.
Yeah, of course you did.
But honestly, just threw it over and cut my back.
And never went back again.
So I haven't been back since. No. But it's lovely, the show. I love it.
Not the sharpest axe, are you, Bill?
In the shed?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
How do you feel when Bill keeps zipping his zip up and down into the mic?
Do I do that?
you do that.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill. Make sure you head into Chemist Warehouse. Their half-price sale is on right now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half-price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Yeah, we were talking the other day about the Yanks who went up and didn't realise it was the Queen.
Oh, yes, great story.
It was at the Queen's Council or Secretary or someone told?
Secretary's told.
Well, on more than one occasion in the past 15 years, Bill, people have come up to me and said, "Anyone ever told you you look like James Brayshaw, the bloke on television?"
They've said to you.
And I go, always say the same thing back. I go, "Yep, I do get that a bit." Then I go, "But I'm a much better bloke than him."
Yes.
And normally you get a bit of a chortle out of the person coming up and saying it, and they walk off and that's it. You keep going about your business.
Yeah, happy with yourself, yep.
Bloke came up to me a while back,
yes,
last
please.
Time it's happened.
Mm-hmm.
"Yeah, anyone ever tell you you look like James Brayshaw?" I said, "Yeah, I get that a bit." But I said, "I'm a much better bloke than him." He goes, "Yeah, that wouldn't be hard."
Perfect. That's great. I love that.
So I'm not going with that one
Where
anymore.
Was he when I had my great phoner? I needed him to ring in.
It just backfired on me a touch.
Good. That happens, Jim.
Anyway, he can get stuffed.
No, I think he's right.
Does that happen to you?
Well, they say you look like Billy, and my comeback line is, "Well, he's a lot fatter than me."
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And that wouldn't
stops
work either.
Them in their tracks.
Would, does it?
Stops them in their tracks. They can't go anywhere.
He's a lot fatter than me.
After five, Jude Bolton's going to be on the show. We're going to chat Collingwood versus Sydney.
By the way.
You've got some craft again,
no.
Bill.
Oh. No more craft.
No, we've got another one, Jim.
We're not going to the world with your craft ever again.
Great speeches.
After that abomination of a phone topic.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We just forget where we actually talk, don't we?
Well, we talk a lot.
Not too much.
Triple M. Tell you what I do love, Jim. In a person. Kindness and all that, of course. But I love someone that can speak or talk correctly, okay? A great wordsmith.
Yes.
And very good speaker, a auditor. No. Someone that can speak.
An auditor.
Yes. Someone that can give great speeches. What is the word, Jim, you told me before?
I didn't want you to have another go because it's not an auditor.
No.
An
Oreo.
It's an Oreo McFlurry.
Beautiful, they are, as much as they are. A rater? No. Anyway, someone who can give
an
great
orator,
speeches.
Bill.
Orator. Yes. That's the word. Orator. Yes. Thank you. Someone, because they are fantastic to actually sit there and listen to.
Yes, I agree.
So I've got a couple of examples for you here, Jimmy boy. First one's Tony Liberatore. Now, he's not a great, I suppose, wordsmith.
Right.
But he's coaching here. Liber's 56 years of age. He played in a grand final.
Still playing.
Still playing. Still playing, Jim. Playing coach of the North Side Lions. This is him at three-quarter time on Saturday.
Right. We're going one-on-one. We're going to win this grand final one-on-one.
That's it.
I'd like to have an extra number back. Suit them so I can chip the ball around. Because I reckon we can beat a 1v1. But it's up to you guys as individuals. Because I said to you at half time, you've already played a game. Now, this is a grand final. You have an opportunity now to create history. Okay? If you're injured, get off the ground.
There you go.
Get off the ground. That's Did Liber. They get up?
No, they lost.
Oh, no. So that's a sad ending.
I know. And look, we love Liber, but not one of the great wordsmiths, orators. This man was. We love this. This is a classic from John Kennedy Sr.
At least do something. Do. Don't think, Mick. Don't hope. Do. At least you can come up and say, I did this, or I shivered it. Oh, I played on. At least I did something.
That's it. It goes on, but we love that. Well done, John Kennedy Sr. That's what we're talking about, Jim. But I think
Bill, you know the end to that story, of course.
I got
the most famous speech that's ever been given by an AFL VFL coach.
What?
They got pounded.
They
not
did.
Beaten. North Melbourne won 122-67.
75 grand final. Yeah. Yes.
So it didn't work.
So we're zipping
as great as it was.
I know. But we don't like to say that, Jim, okay? Right.
No. But, what a great man. But did you meet the late, great John Kennedy?
I don't reckon I did.
I
but
did
I love that.
A couple of times. He was a lovely man.
Everyone goes, don't think, just
do.
Anyway, I've found one that has
Don't think.
Well, I've done one that's better, Jim.
Right.
I love this, and I only just heard this today.
Is this Kraft?
This is Michael Sheen, his name is. He's a Welsh star of stage and screen. Right. But also a very good orator.
Yes.
Have a listen to this, how he builds it. It is magnificent. He's Welsh.
Amarohid. Amarohid. I hear the voices singing. Speed your journey, boys, boys, Bach. One nation singing with one voice. A song of hope, a song of courage, a victory song that floats through the valleys like a red mist, rolls over the mountaintops like crimson thunder. A red storm is coming to the gates of Qatar. It crackles with the spirit of 58 and Jimmy Murphy's boys. It turns the pages of the history books and finds Rob's page waiting still to be written. What would you write in there, boys? Dare you write your names on that page? We haven't waited 64 years and come halfway around the world to be troubled by a neighbour from back home. When the English come knocking on our door, let's give them some sugar, boys. Let's give them some Welsh sugar. They've always said we're too small, we're too slow, we're too weak, too full of fear. But Amar O'Hee, you sons of speed, as they fall around us, we are still here!
How good's that?
It's like Mel Gibson.
A bit of Braveheart.
Yeah.
Exactly, William Wallace.
Yes.
But give him some Welsh
sugar. So where is that from, though?
That was not exactly sure.
Like a stage production.
Yeah, well.
It's on your sheet in front of you. It was to the Welsh World Cup squad that's going to head to Qatar this year. I'm fairly certain.
National team.
Right. For the
but how good is that?
That
the
is
way
brilliant.
Bill.
Yes.
That's an orator.
Yes, it is.
Yes, exactly.
Like it. Would you be willing to train all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
Yeah, that was good.
Very.
And then the who was he fighting? The English. They bring up the bow and arrow blokes. They fight them all in the air, and the blokes bent over and chucked a brown.
Yeah, they did.
And some of them got hit in the arm. Jim.
I don't think they.
No, they did.
I don't think they.
I only saw it the other day. Some of the blokes are still there giving
I'm
a brown
not
eye.
Sure, they actually.
They got
the,
hit in the ass with an arrow. They did.
Bill,
they
I
did.
Don't think that happened.
Anyway, that was Michael Sheen, who's a Welsh star on of stage and screen. That was fantastic.
Well, I have we finished in this great topic. I have spoken to some of the North blokes that played in the 80s when the great Kanga Kennedy was the coach, and they reckon it was – he never swore.
Never swore.
Yep. And they reckon that he used to just quietly start talking at halftime, and they'd all – because it was quiet, they'd all be listening. And then when he wanted to, he'd then turn around and say, "And how dare you?" And
Well,
he'd point to Shimmer.
Yeah.
How dare you not follow this great champion? And the boys reckon the hair used to stand up on the back of your neck.
Alan Jeans, I reckon, did a bit of that too.
Well, probably learnt it from the great
probably learnt it, yes.
Oh, no, very good.
That was
very good. Well, we'll go from that amazing ability to speak to this coming up next, Rabbits.
Oh, no. An idiot file from yesterday's show only.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You were trying to be a smart ass. And when it backfires on you, I love it.
Yeah.
Triple M's Rush Hour, James Brayshaw, Anthony William Brownless.
So we all put our heads in at the end of yesterday's show, you know, the extended team that put the Rush Hour to air.
Yep.
We all looked at each other and said, we're not sure if Bill's ever had a worse day on air.
Oh, no.
Than yesterday.
If you went through the tape.
Oh, no, no, we have over the journey.
Right.
And Maddie came out of the booth and he said, "Look, I'm pretty confident I can put an idiot file together."
He was exhausted.
"Just out of today's show."
Mm-hmm.
And he did.
Show
that's as old as Goanna.
Yeah. And Robbie Williams. I played against Robbie Morris when I was a kid. You wouldn't believe what I get here.
Not enough.
Well, Jim's the star.
We know that. Because the boss doesn't even tell him off for swearing and everything.
But no one would believe how much you get paid.
If a nice pie, Damien.
Yeah.
Old fat gets a thriller.
Oh. What?
A slither. Hard to say that. Before that, I've got a traffic update for the Cremorne Hotel down there in Newtown, Jim. There are two donkeys loose. That's them in Coldstream. Look out for them. It is currently 12 degrees and it is 4:28 on the 12th of September.
Have you had a donkey, Bill?
Yeah. Well, have you ever had a donkey, Bill?
I've patted a donkey.
Yeah, right.
You ever seen a donkey?
No, Bill. What is wrong with him?
Where was he going to go with that?
I
actually don't know where he's going to go with it, but
he's in career.
Hey, I've got a good. I've got a good for you. How good?
Good what?
I've got a good.
I've got a good
a positive.
For you. Yeah, positive. A good. A positive. So he's had a big night, Bill.
He's had a decent
he's
go.
He's had a crack at it, hasn't he? Good on you.
Oh, yeah.
He's just letting the ears down, Jim.
Well, Bill, he's done an amazing
job. The ears down.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure he's letting his ears down, but
pin your ears back.
Pin your ears back or letting your hair down. You can't let your ears down.
I'd pin my hair back and let my ears down.
Matty.
Our good friends at Bosch. That's how you measure tools, Jim, there. And good on to our little man. What's he? Oh, he's not. Shouldn't say that. Well done to Paul, our measuring man over there.
Good on to our little man.
No.
Have we spoken about what
I sent you.
Bill wore today?
No. Well, you're going to have to see that online.
Oh,
it was horrific. Wear.
Well, I thought I'd go back to when I played with the Knickerbockers. What are they called? Knickerbockers? this is a cute Queen story, Jim.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
This is from the Queen's press secretary.
Oh, no.
For a number
what
of years.
What was that?
Well, I'm telling the people.
Everything.
I know you two have been in there. So Half Price Sale, Chemist Warehouse, get in there now. It's now on big vitamins,
oh,
Tim.
Oh, my God. There's actually something wrong with him.
He's off drugs today.
No. Why do I get the feeling
what?
That you already know this joke's going to be poor?
You shouldn't get that feeling because...
What'd you just do that?
No, well, no. I bent my leg. No, I haven't got a cramp.
It's cramping.
I felt one coming.
You're just cramping up.
I know, but I felt one. I've been out on the paddock today, out the footy ground.
Oh, my God, walking around.
Kicking. It's been good today, Jim.
No, you haven't. You actually haven't.
No, I haven't, actually. You're right.
Bill.
That's been a week.
That's one day.
No, it's not one
that's
day.
That's yesterday's show.
Jim, don't be like that. It's been a week.
Bill, today's
weeks.
Tuesday.
Is it?
So that was all from yesterday, Monday.
Paul, our little man. From Bosch.
From Bosch. Who sponsored the entire
kit.
I
know.
That's it. Handed our winner 5K.
I think
measuring devices.
I think we've lost our sponsorship from Bosch. Jim, Chemist Warehouse, they're not happy.
Do you ever think that maybe you should hand the money back?
What money?
The money we pay you to do this
mate,
job.
I do it for chips.
Probably should hand it back.
Chips and cups of tea. That's all I do it here. I put in a lot of hours and get nothing.
So do the listeners.
That's exactly right. The people that matter.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I got the arse from KFC because I talk too much.
I lost my job at KFC for eating too much.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we're joined by the world's nicest man, Jude Bolton.
The Swans are one win away from their first grand final since 2016.
Bolton goes back. The Swans are into a home prelim. They get the job done over the reigning premiers.
And our next guest is one of only four Bloods to play in Sydney's 2005 and 2012 premiership teams.
Number 24, Jude Bolton.
This is for the Bloods again.
No, I tell you what, Bill.
What?
This man reminds me of myself.
No, he does not.
Good looking and tough. Oh, and there aren't many of us, Jude, as I say hello to you.
There isn't, JV. No, I appreciate it, mate. Thank you, fellas.
How's things? In the furnace as hard as
he
anyone.
Did. You did not.
So that's what we've got in
the door the other night and cut your little nose.
Oh, no, now, actually, that is true.
Yeah, hey, Judo, no excuses for Sydney. A bit like Geelong. They've had the week off, 8 in a row. You're at the SCG. So no excuses, is there?
No excuses at all, no. But, I mean, we know that certainly the Collingwood Magpie, ooh, the Army's yes. on their way up to the SCG. And, no, it should be a cracking game, Bill. I think both teams are going to be, you know, really, really ready for it. And it's just everything on the line. That's the best things about prelims. This is the purest weekend.
Yeah, and you know what it is? It's a supporters weekend because not so many corporates are there, unlike the grand final. So the supporters get there and it's sold out totally, isn't it?
It's sold out completely. So that whole precinct, because there's an NRL grand semi-final on in the Allianz Stadium next door. So that'll come just at the end of this game. So there'll be 80,000 people likely to be in the precinct.
Well, due to some of the most disgraceful airline gouging we've seen in history.
That's true, Jim.
The Army have had to take their stolen cars onto the Hume.
Jim, they've borrowed them.
Borrowed them.
They'll bring them back
Monday.
Tuesday.
Yes. Just a conga line of Commodores
down the Hume.
And Camrys heading down the Hume.
Yes, look out.
Can we road test those on the way, please?
They're on the way, mate. Look out, because they are fantastic. You love their supporters.
Oh, yeah.
But, gee, the team's good. You know you're going to get pressure. You know that, Judith?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, the Pies have only lost a couple of times in the last 4 months, so they're absolutely flying. And but, you know, what Sydney proved against them in round 22 was just that they have to bring that suffocating pressure. So that's where the game we won and lost, and who can get the game on their terms fairly early. But just these prelim finals, you know, if you can settle well, and both teams will be just ready to roll.
Well, you played in a few of them.
Yeah, played five. Yeah.
Five and three winning?
Three win.
Three
yep.
win.
So
yep.
we lost one to Brisbane Lions. They went on to beat Collingwood in 03. And then obviously the three grand finals.
Yep.
And then my final game was against Fremantle over in the West. And then they went on lose against Hawthorn.
Hey, what are those your four players to play in the two grand finals, 05 and 12? Do you speak to Adam Goods?
Yeah, I caught up with Goodsy recently. We had a few beers for the boys recently, yeah. So
is he going okay?
He's going well. Yeah, no, good. He's in a good space at the moment. He has taken up a role with the FFA, so doing a bit with soccer. But yeah, he's released a couple of kids' books and things like that. So he's going really well. But it is sad to have lost him to the game.
Yeah.
In many sense. So I'm not sure whether, you know, we will get him back to the game at some stage. But yeah, hopefully.
And Ryan O'Keefe is another one.
Yeah, Ryan O'Keefe, and then also Lewis Roberts Thompson, the Warrior. The Warrior.
He had an unbelievable game in one of them because I was doubtful of him.
Were you, Brad?
he had one of the great games, didn't he, Jude?
He's a big game player, Bill. And it's certainly in 05 he was flying along, and then in 2012 as well he played well as well. Like, he just one of those great role players, but you just know what you're going to get, and I think that's what finals footy's about. You've got to have 22 blokes who are just willing to give everything for each other, and who knows where you'll end up.
Well, interesting to hear Craig McRae come out and say he coached appallingly the last time
at the SCG.
I didn't actually remember the game that well, but what was it that he thought he did wrong?
Well, there was a bit of talk from some of the players. I think Jack Chris said that they threw the magnets around. It was a late change with Jordan Degoe going out. Sure. They did flick it around a little bit. They looked a little bit dysfunctional inside forward 50, and I think that's what they've been able to change. You could see the run through the middle against Fremantle. They just took the game on, and that's the way they've played all year, Collingwood. So that's what they need to do against the Swans. And don't get bogged down when the Swans try and sort of choke them up with that pressure game of footy.
Is the hype up there good? Is it in the Sydney leader? How's it going?
Yeah, absolutely. Tom Patton, the leader. The advertiser. It's not in the back of the advertiser. Tom Papley was in the back of the paper today, and there's plenty on around, and even they've had the AFLW sides on the back of the paper up here as well, which is, you know, it's been really well released as well. So, I think the footy's in a good space at the moment.
All right, stick around, Jude, and we'll ask you about Buddy Franklin next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Anyway, I've had enough.
Jude Bolton from Sydney joins us.
All right, so what does the great man do, Jude? It wouldn't surprise me knowing. Well, I did. We spoke about him before the break.
That was
so people
been
understand.
An ad break.
Yeah, the big number 23. Yeah,
okay. Who the great
been
man
an ad break. Another thing you got wrong.
Who else is a great man?
Well, there's
kicked 1,000 goals. I reckon he's probably the great man.
Pappas.
Is he going to slide off into the sunset, do you think? It wouldn't surprise me. I don't know him anywhere near as well as you do, but wouldn't surprise me if he just finishes, hopefully with a winning granny, and then just goes, you know what, I'm tapping the mat.
Yeah, and that could be very likely. I mean, so many seasons of top-line football, JB, and, you know, it does take a toll, and I've certainly seen him sort of stepping back a little bit and playing those cameo roles, and he was really well held against by Stephen May. You know, we'll see if he has that sort of break back into form this weekend. And but I can only see him either in red and white or retiring at this point. That's my feeling is.
So I've got him in the Matty Scarlett bucket.
What do you
remember? Scarlo just walked off the ground and sent an email to the club saying, "I'm finished.
I'm done. I'm done." Exactly.
No one put him on his shoulders or anything like that. He just walked off and then flicked him an email. I reckon Bud's got a bit of that in him.
I don't think he's got even an email. I don't know. Get someone else to send the email.
Gold Coast. He's going to the Gold Coast. That's the whisper.
To live.
To live.
Not play. Oh. To live.
No, not to play. Just to live up there. Hey, how's the second best rush hour going?
Oh, mate, we're going all right. No, we're having a lot of fun, Del and Gussie Wallen. So Gussie's just been at the SCG interviewing a few of the players ahead of the cricket season and stuff like that. So plenty going on.
Australian Football League, it's called, Jim.
Thank you, Bill.
But it's good. We got a side from Brisbane, got a side from Sydney, got a side from Geelong and one from Melbourne.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah.
They're the games this weekend.
Yeah, that's right, but it's good, isn't it? It's the AFL.
How brave are the Sydney Swans fans being? They're talking about hotel rooms getting booked and flights getting booked. And do you preempt all of that, Judy Boy?
No,
or do you just wait until Sunday and do your best?
Oh, I think they've seen the price gouging at various stages. So I think there'd probably be a few tentatively booking. But you know, we know how quickly it can just be. Yeah, the carpet just can be pulled from underneath you. And prelim finals, I've seen so many just go sideways. So you don't want to count your eggs before they hatch.
Do you tag Jordan Degoe?
I think they put some work into him. You know, he's such a dynamic player, and those players that can play forward of the footy and then come up around the stoppages, and you know, they start him in the middle, and he's so bullocking. He's in incredible form. He's had one of the great final series, and I expect it to continue. Like, he's just a hard man to match up. But I think they put some work into him around the stoppages.
Ryan Clark?
Yeah, like, yeah, he's been playing a little bit of that defensive forward role. We'll wait and see. But certainly around the midfield, having someone like even a Rowbottom or something like that, putting some heavy body work into him.
And Logan McDonald plays or not?
I think they play him. Yeah, they've had an unchanged lineup for the best part of 3 weeks. So, you know, this will be a fourth week in a row that they go in unchanged. And I think that's the way they'd like to roll with. But Ollie Florence, the one that was a little bit injured, but by all reports has trained pretty well.
Just got something for Jude here.
Oh.
Evan,
I always sit back and wonder at your joke of the week, Bill, and you've just once again fallen flat again.
We get one every day.
Exactly. Come on, Jude.
That's bringing nothing to the table.
La, 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 la. Hey, Jude,
We know the song, Bill.
All right. Okay. Yeah. All right. Beatles, Jim.
That's reasonable favours.
The other player that reminds me of me and Jude.
Oh, Jim, shut up.
Isaac Heaney.
Yes. Oh, Isaac. He's a good-looking
boy.
Actually, he needs to get a kick.
And tough, I'm about to say. Had one of his very few quiet games 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, he did. He was well held and just... you know, Isaac's, I put him in that similar role, a little bit to go. He can turn a game really quickly. He doesn't need to have too much of the footy to have a big impact. But, yeah, he went missing a little bit. And, yeah, expect him to you know, have that sort of sense of pride in his performance that he wants to hit back. So I think it's going to be a fascinating game. And the fact that they've had the rest, the Swans, they'll be ready to roll. And Collingwood are going to be hard to beat.
All right, big horse will be bellowing.
He will be.
The forehead.
He gets nervous this time of year, big horse.
Is there any real estate on that forehead? It's a lot of it.
he's certainly got his cap on the last little button. It's one of the biggest melons you'll ever see, and he's only unmatched by his calves.
That's it. IMAX head. Just don't mention that to him.
No, don't play that back to him.
Anywhere near him. Hey, Jude, you're going to be on the boundary for 7 Saturday night?
I will be. Well, yeah, myself and Abby Holmes are on the boundary. Ooh, can't
good. Go and do that justice, and good luck with your Swannies.
Cheers, fellas.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Now, tomorrow, Jim Kelly, otherwise known as Pops.
Yeah, Popsy.
Joins us ahead, of course, of Friday night.
Doing a fine job down there at the Cattery.
Jay-Z Clark.
Oh, Jay-Z.
And also maybe Hump Day Quiz, maybe.
What do you mean, maybe?
Well, the quizzes haven't been great.
Long.
And not really that entertaining.
Very good. So our sponsors, IGA, are very happy Saturday.
That's footy. Yeah. Footy, yeah. And they're not happy because you keep getting the credit line wrong.
Just have a drink with your mates in the shop.
So that's coming up tomorrow. Nice to have some fantastic guests.
We're good food deserves
today.
A good drop, by the way.
Yeah, great drop. Well done. Bolton, Dane Zorko. We've had a magnificent show.
Great show, Jim. Well done.
So we'll finish
a lot better today we were than yesterday.
I think. We'll finish with something.
I had a look in the mirror, Jim, but the only problem with that.
Well, you needed
it. You don't have one.
I haven't got a mirror.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
I had a look in the mirror, Jim.
Yes.
And I've had two woolly bullies or whatever it is. Yeah. Yes, woolly, they haven't been great.
No,
woolly bullies.
They've been very poor.
So I had to dig deep and I've gone back to my old roots, gone back into my phone to my old roots and found a good old one.
So what you're about to do is repeat a joke you've already told.
I'm not necessarily saying that, but yes.
But yes.
Here we go, John. A German tourist jumped into the freezing river to save my precious little dog from drowning, Jim.
Right.
After he climbed out, he handed me the dog and he said, "Here is the dog. Keep him warm and dry him off and he'll be fine." I said, "Thank you very much. Are you a vet?" He replied, "A vet? No, I'm soaking."
He turned into an Irishman halfway through. He turned Irish.
Oh, no.
from?
I reckon
so you have gone from a German man to an Irish man.
I can do
halfway
that.
Through the
I can throw my voices. Rabs, if you play that Hooly Bully thing,
you'll
get a hit.
It's the only thing you can play, Rabs.
That's a good joke.
That's not even original. Like, it's you've told it before.
5 years ago. People forget. Oh.
And you butchered the telling the first time, and you butchered the telling the second time.
There we go. The rot has set in.
I am so disappointed in you, Ryan. Ryan. That's a good gag.
Yeah, it would have been if it was told properly.
Bully
told. A chance.
Second time.
A vet.
I'm
freezing.
This is Nicky's in September.
Yes.
Bronze. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale. On now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.